This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
And you can join us here on the radio waves. Why are taxpayers leaving New York in droves? The latest on the Gary Johnson and Jill Stein being kept out of the national debates, plus more, including Cindy Sheehan's opinions about Hillary Clinton. We got all that on deck, but of course you can take control of the airwaves. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Want to welcome our newest radio affiliate, AM 990 Talk Radio KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee. Welcome aboard. They are coming on for our Sunday edition of the show. And we do the Sunday show live. If you're listening in Memphis, you're not hearing us live. But that doesn't mean that you can't participate. Just mark your clocks there. You're in the Central Time Zone. So you can call us anytime from 6 to 9 p.m. Central. And then you can actually hear yourself later on the radio. Obviously, you can't do it this week if you're listening to the show later, but next week you could do that. So even if you're listening on a radio station that doesn't air the show live, you can still participate. And, in fact, we'll give you a way to leave us voicemail here in a little while. We'll tell you about that on the program as well. So you can do more than just call in live, which, of course, is what we prefer, is to have you participate with us live. But there are other ways to participate. You can go and get interactive on our website, where the listeners actually create the content right there on the front page of the site. We're very, very interactive of a show. So welcome aboard to all new listeners there in Memphis. We started officially last week, but always like to make sure that everything is going okay, that all the technical kinks, if there were any, have been ironed out, and I was told we're good to go. So welcome aboard our new Memphis listeners. This is Free Talk Live. Ian and Mark, we're going to go to your calls and thoughts, and then people leaving New York, the least free state of the 50 states.
Yeah, that's right. According to the Mercatus Center's Freedom in the 50 States.
Actually,
right?
Cato. It used to be Mercatus, but apparently
aren't
Cato.
Aren't they working with Cato on that
I didn't
one?
See Mercatus' name on this one. So
I'll look into that.
Because I did look into that. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire, though. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, I think around September 9th, there was a prison labor strike called, I got the impression it was nationwide. It didn't get that much attention. But I think a lot of prisoners are participating in it. It happened right after I had just read an article about how effective these things can be.
You're saying the people who are in prison are refusing to work?
Yeah, some. There's a thing called the Free Alabama Movement, and that seems to be to some extent the nexus of the focus where it kind of started. A guy named Robert Council, and what they did was, you know, all the usual things that prisoners do to push back, you know, like lawsuits or I guess there have been some hunger strikes here and there, but they decided that the labor strike was the most effective thing.
I actually found a story here from TheIntercept.com. That's Glenn Greenwald. Glenn Greenwald is one of the bloggers. It's the largest prison strike in U.S. history, and it's been going on for nearly a week. This story was published just 2 days ago.
I would think that a prison strike would be, significantly harder on the people choosing to strike than your average labor strike.
Well, they only have so many solitary confinement cells.
Well, you don't need to put them in solitary confinement. You can just put the whole compound on lockdown. You say everybody stays on their bed. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go to work? Fine. You stay on your bed until the next mealtime. You get off. You walk in silence to the chow hall. You eat in silence, and then you go back in silence, and then you get back on your beds. And if anybody talks while you're on your beds, and we find you, it's the beatdown. If you talk in line, it's the beatdown. If you talk in the chow hall, it's the beatdown. In short,
so this is pretty ballsy,
if you open
though.
Your frickin' mouth, convict, you're going to get the beatdown. So, and that's what they do.
So what you're saying, though, is that the inmates here are pretty brave.
They're putting a lot on the line, so I would presume that whatever their grievances are very meaningful to them. Now, I'm not going to claim that they're legitimate. There are no people on the planet that I dislike more than convicts. I was one for 8.5 years. I lived with them, and they're pretty reprehensible people from what I can tell. Really, only people that come even close to the guards.
Dave, thanks for bringing this to our attention, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. A little more about the story here from The Intercept. For months, inmates at dozens of prisons across the country have been organizing through a network of smuggled cell phones, social media pages, and the support of allies on the outside. The effort culminated in a mass refusal to report to prison jobs on September 9th, which was the anniversary of the 1971 Attica prison uprising. Organizers wrote in an announcement.
Yeah, Attica was 45 years ago. Jeez.
Yeah. This is a call to action against slavery in America, wrote the organizers in their announcement that circulated for weeks inside and outside prisons nationwide, and that sums up the strikers' primary demand, an end to free prison labor. 45 years after Attica, they write, the waves of change are returning to America's prisons. This September, we hope to coordinate and generalize these protests to build them into a single tidal shift that the American prison system cannot ignore or withstand.
Yeah, so what? Just to make it clear what people what they're talking about when they talk about slavery, what will happen is that companies that have it good with whatever governments it might be will bid for prison labor, and they'll get it. Now, I don't see anything wrong with inmates working. I don't see anything wrong with them earning money, and I don't think most people do. But what will happen is that inmates can be compensated less than minimum wage.
A lot less.
So these so the prisons then are getting some of the money. So they'll be employed for, you know, say they're employing them $5 an hour. The inmate gets $1 an hour. The prison gets $4 an hour. I mean, you then see the perverse incentives that go on for the prison itself. And I just don't trust the American judicial system, and frankly any judicial system around the world, to be free of the kind of incentives that might go on here. Because now it's profitable for the government to incarcerate people. And that's bad news.
One of our listeners in federal prison sends us his entire paycheck every single month, and it's 50 cents.
Is it the whole paycheck? I thought it was a portion of it. Okay.
I believe it's his entire paycheck.
Okay, yeah.
He's very, very generous.
Yeah.
It's 50 cents.
50 cents.
It's amazing.
Another one sends directly to me one penny just to see whether or not the government will cut a check.
And they do.
The teller laughs every time she gets this thing. I mean, they send this check for, what's it got to cost?
47 cents.
Well, that's the stamp.
Right.
But then they've got to print the check. They've got
the
envelopes, all these things.
So call it 55 cents.
Call it a buck to send a one penny. And then all the work that goes into cashing it and all that other stuff, it's insane.
It really is.
And I cash it just because the guy has the guts to send it.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Since Friday, details on the strike's success have trickled out of prisons with some difficulty, but organizers and supporters have no doubt the scale of the action is unprecedented. Though their assessment is difficult to verify, and some corrections departments denied reports of strike-related activities in their states. Prisoners in 24 states and 40 to 50 prisons pledged to join in the strike, and as of Tuesday, prisoners in at least 11 states and 20 prisons continued that protest. According to outside supporters in Alabama, tactics and specific demands varied locally, with some prisoners reportedly staging hunger strikes and detainees in Florida.
They might as well, because the quality of food is going to go down during these strikes. So the prisoners... Who's working, right? Like the, you know, the officers, you don't want them making your sandwich, I can assure you.
The story says that detainees in Florida protested and destroyed prison property ahead of the planned strike date. Quote, there are probably 20,000 prisoners on strike right now, at least, which is the biggest prison strike in history. But the information is really sketchy and spotty, which is to be expected. I mean, I'm amazed that they're able to network effectively enough to even make this thing happen in the way that it is, let alone, you know, getting information out of these prisons can be pretty difficult things to do. I mean, they monitor your phone calls, they monitor the mail. It's not to say you couldn't talk about these matters over those methods, but it's always a challenge to get any kind of information in or out of a prison. According to Ben Turk, he works on the InReach to Prisons for the Incarcerated Workers Organizing Committee, a chapter of the Industrial Workers of the World Union, helping to coordinate the inmate-led initiative from the outside. Small rallies and demonstrations in support of the strikers were staged in dozens of cities and a couple of foreign countries, but so far the coordinated strike remains largely ignored on the outside. I hadn't heard about it. Had you?
The strike, yeah, I think I heard a tickle about it, but I just didn't pay attention to it. I'm probably like a lot of people. even though I am an ex-convict, I don't like convicts much.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It is hard to get people to care about people in jail, but the fact is there are innocent people.
You don't want the government incentivized to lock people up.
In prison. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. You can join us on the radio, whether it's the prison strike or whatever's on your mind. It goes here on Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free, join us on the radio waves here. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, live Sunday edition of this program. And also, if you want to help support Free Talk Live and you want to get the stuff that you want to buy on Amazon, then just go to shop.freetalklive.com. When you do that, there's Amazon links for Amazon UK, Canada, and US. You just go into the right Amazon for you, get your shopping done, get the stuff you want delivered to your door, the same great Amazon prices and selection that you're used to. It's just that Amazon cuts us a portion of their profits for sending them the business. So we really appreciate it when you start your shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Continuing here with your calls and thoughts, Eric is in North Dakota listening to KTGO in Tioga. Hey, Eric.
How you doing?
Whoa, that's really loud. I don't think it's your fault, though. Go ahead, Eric. We're well.
Yeah, just wanted to comment on the wages that the prisoners are being paid. You stated that they are allowed to be paid less than minimum wage. I'm not saying that everything they get paid, every wage they get paid is fair, but I'd like to point out the fact that they have a roof over their head, clothes on their back, food on the table, and health care as part of their prison sentence. So I think if you take that out of the top end, the bottom end of what everybody brings home at the end of the day, a lot of us are getting paid less than minimum wage.
Yeah, I think you're, certainly what the points you're making are completely accurate. When you figure these things in, it would, be very difficult to I don't feel bad about the wages that inmates get. And I'm not entirely clear on what these guys are complaining about, other than they don't like the idea that private businesses are contracting with the government. And I can say that that's a perverse incentive for the state and for, frankly, these businesses.
Well, I worked when I was in jail, and I didn't get a dime.
Right. Most inmates in America are working and not getting paid anything.
I was basically slave labor for the county. If I didn't do what they told me to do, I would be sent to a solitary confinement cell. So, I mean, some people aren't even getting paid anything, and they're working 8, 10, 12-hour days, 14 days in a row.
Best way to make sure that doesn't happen is to make sure you don't end up in prison.
Well, look, dude, there are all kinds of things that you can get arrested for in America today. You do understand that, right?
Yeah, I do, and I've never been in prison, but I've been in the county jail a few times and learned my lesson and managed to stay out of there for better than 20 years.
Well, good on you. The thing is, you never know what they're going to make illegal next, and unless you're paying real close attention to every single thing that comes out of the state legislature and the federal government, you'll have no idea what it is that they've made illegal that you enjoy doing, and you have no clue.
Also, another point, I don't disagree with you, right? If you can't do the time, don't do the crime. But when you're many of these guys are in jail for years and years and years and years, and probably the way to keep them the best way to keep them from coming back to prison is probably to, I don't know, try treating them fairly. When they do the right stuff, you reward. When they do the wrong stuff, you punish, those kind of things. And if you give the government the incentive, in the case of private prisons and private companies working with prisons, to incarcerate people, what we saw historically was in the South that incarcerations would increase during harvest time. The state would run a bunch of farms and that sort of thing, and the judges knew that they had they needed the labor. So suddenly crimes that would have been a fine or whatever are now incarceratable because it's harvest time's coming around. And then people get let out after harvest time. And, I don't know, that's pretty transparent.
Thanks, Eric, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Let's go to Hung, like Jesus. He's on the line via Skype. Hey there, Hung.
Hey, Mark and Ian. I just wanted people to know that we don't have any gas here in the Southeast. Something happened in Alabama. A pipeline or something broke. I don't know where it was.
Oh, no.
And there's no gas. I went all over town, snapped a couple of gas, and everybody's out.
Wow.
It's an example of how quick society breaks down when needs aren't met.
Time to eat the dog.
Now, where are you at? You in the Atlanta area?
Yeah, I'm right outside of Atlanta.
So were you able to find gas anywhere after you drove around, or did you strike out completely?
I just stopped looking.
Wow.
Because going too far would defeat the purpose. I need to get back to work, so I didn't go too far. But yeah, it's going to be the zombie apocalypse out here if they don't get this thing back soon.
You better be carrying. Do you have a pickup truck or something?
No, I have a little small sports car.
Yeah, I don't know what reason I was thinking about pickup trucks, but I think I'd have all my gas cans in the back of the pickup truck if I didn't find a place. I'd fill up everything.
And I'm sure everybody's thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's not worth it for me to go looking for gas tonight.
So, yeah.
And how long has it been since this pipeline broke?
What I read, it broke, I think, 3 days ago, and we're just now running out of gas.
Mm. Yeah, they've got huge tanks underneath the gas stations. And
I mean, you would think that the petrol industry or whatever would have ways around this. They've got trucks. Can't they just send a bunch of trucks down there with gas?
Well, I don't know. I guess, you know, the trucks have to go to the tank farms, and then from there, those they distribute it out locally. So I'm thinking there's nothing coming to the tank farms at all. So, and you know, I really don't know, but yeah, it's going to be rough in a few.
Maybe it'll only last for a few days because they, you know, it should only take so long for the trucks to drive further from whatever other tank farm, you know, isn't broken up by this pipeline that right. has. You know, there's got to be something in the Northeast,
time to raise prices,
the Midwest, or whatever. Yeah, right. Prices are going to go up, but there's got to be supply somewhere that they can bring down. Maybe
it doesn't make any sense to me either.
Maybe it's en route right now. I don't know. It's interesting though, and it certainly is a scary situation for folks. People don't know how to handle this stuff.
No, and you know, I noticed the price jumped about 30 cents this week, and I wasn't sure why. And now I see what.
Now you know.
Yeah.
Well, keep us in the loop if you want, Hung, and you know, let us know as this develops. It's always best to have somebody who's down there in the thick of it rather than relying on news stories. But anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it.
Appreciate the call tonight. Good luck out there. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Sounds like a market opportunity.
Yeah, the South always has the lowest gas prices. It's about darn time they have to pay a little bit more. I got to say that I just had to drive to the airport to get my wife yesterday, and I found a gas station, a mobile gas station. So we're not talking about some off-brand or anything like that. $1.99. I was elated.
$1.99? Are you out of your mind?
That's right. I was elated.
Now, you're actually getting ready to go on a big old boat trip.
Yeah,
down the east coast of the United States.
That's right.
So I guess you better fill up before you hit the Mason-Dixon line, huh?
Sounds like it.
How long does a tank of gas last in a catamaran?
Well, if you've got the sails up, it lasts a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're running under power, then it's a diesel engine and it's burning fuel, and so not as long as you'd like.
So how many times do you think you'll have to fill up on the way down the coast?
I don't have any answers for that.
Yeah. It's your first time really doing any significant amount of sailing.
Yeah, I really don't know. And this will be, well, it'll be motor sailing when it has to be, and it'll be under sail when it can be, and, you know.
You might want to bring some extra tanks of gas or something like that, or some empty tanks.
Where do you think you're going to put it?
In the boat?
Yeah. We're going to put as much fuel in the boat as we can, buddy.
Toll-free number
tonight,
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring, if anything, we've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. Still to come here tonight, people fleeing from New York, and Gary Johnson botches it up again. Oh, it's Free Talk Live.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. We'll take your calls, if you make them, about whatever's on your mind. Plus, we bring stuff to the table to discuss as well. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. You can get help buying Bitcoins or choosing a Bitcoin wallet. You can read the latest news and engage with the community on the Bitcoin Forum. Plus, you can find places to spend your Bitcoin and play online games with the cryptocurrency. It's the source for all your Bitcoin needs and news. It's Bitcoin.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, right now we go to Reno, where Rob is on the line via Skype. Hello, Rob.
Hello. How does this sound?
Hey, you sound loud and clear. Go ahead.
Yay. Cool. Okay. First time I've done this. I was just calling in to give a quick update about the upcoming proposed rule change for the way that hacking, federal subsidized hacking, and warrants are being handled. And there was an update that was put on the Tor website, actually, which gives a little bit more attention to the details in this and something that people can do about it if they want to stop it.
So what you're referring to is Rule 41. It is a federal rule.
Is it the one where they had to kill all the Jedis?
No, nothing to do with that.
You know what? Believe it or not, some people are comparing it to that exact scene from the movie. It's basically enact Rule 41. Basically what it allows a federal magistrate judge to do is issue a warrant for anywhere, not just in the country, but also they're looking at it in a worldwide basis.
Now, just to be clear, the proposed change would allow that. Right now, the magistrate judge is not allowed to issue a warrant for anything beyond his jurisdiction. But basically the proposed change would allow that to happen, where he could issue a global warrant, basically.
That's right. It goes to the Supreme Court. That's what they usually do for rule changes, except this one is a big one. And I'm sure both of you are aware, because you guys got raided, they're using child porn as a scapegoat for enacting this. Now, the reason why I say that is because they're also starting to open up new reasons for why they want to. They want to investigate botnets. They're starting to talk about it.
What's a botnet?
Botnet is comparable to a virus, where you install it and your computer unknowingly becomes a sleeper computer.
Okay.
So if
I've heard of this. It's like zombies is another term that they used for it.
It's zombies, or you could think of it as the stormtroopers, where you activate them all at once, and all of a sudden they turn against you. So, well, in other words, what the federal government is saying is, hey, let's change this rule so that way we can snoop onto all of these victims' computers that have these botnet viruses on their systems to find out where the criminals are. That's exactly what they're saying, and they're saying they
right,
have
so to get rid of all privacy so they can catch a few more crooks is the pitch.
And that's what it always is, and certainly when you look at things like child porn, I mean, who feels bad for those people? I don't. But
exactly.
once you say, look, we need to do away with privacy because people might be using child pornography, then there's no privacy, and then they can enact any law that they want.
Right.
And we've read stories on the air here where clicking on a website or doing a Google search has been considered hacking by the federal government. At that point, nearly everybody in America, I can't imagine there's too many people who have not clicked on a website, who aren't in a coma and haven't clicked on a website or done a Google search. Every one of those people is a hacker and potentially incarceratable by the United States federal government.
Right, and everyone's been Rickrolled at some point in their life. I mean, you click on something, you think you might know what it is, and it turns out to be something either dangerous or offensive or whatever. It happens to a lot of us. So what the government is saying is, hey, let's hack into the people's computers that had that happen to them, or supposedly, we don't know, we have to search it because we're doing an investigation, and let's have the authority to put a warrant on their computer IP address to raid them no matter where they are in the world. And that the problem is that they are facing the same juxtaposition that everyone is facing, where there is no jurisdiction over the internet. You would have to have a worldwide government to be able to jurisdict over that.
Mm-hmm.
So you do have a
worldwide government. The United States government truly believes it is the worldwide government. This is the New World Order people really sort of got it and missed it at the same time. No, it's national sovereignty isn't the problem here. The problem is the United States government doesn't respect the national sovereignty of any other government.
Yeah, they're basically the mommies and daddies of all of us. That's where the concept of Big Brother comes from, and we all start treating each other like we're all criminals. So it's a thought crime is what it really comes down to. No matter what, anything online, it's essentially a thought crime because there's no physical matter online. So it comes down to, you know, whether or not whatever your political views are, whatever, you will be affected by this. So there's a couple of things. First of all, the EFF, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, which is a civil rights advocacy and privacy group. It's been online since the middle 90s. They've put out a petition. Actually, they've put out
a website.
There's an entire information website called noglobalwarrants.org. They have a link to take action, and also you can put information on your website.
So the take action link will allow you to send a message to your so-called representatives in Congress and ask them to block this. So basically, if Congress does nothing, the Rule 41 proposed changes, which would authorize the magistrates to issue global warrants
and kill all those little kids, kid Jedis,
would be a huge increase. Yeah. It would be a huge increase in power to these magistrate judges, who are essentially the lowest level, like federal judge.
A magistrate judge. I mean, a magistrate, as I understand it, is basically a lawyer who's gets to moonlight as a judge now and then. I mean, these aren't like really judges,
right? So you can take action easily. I went through this several days ago when I first saw the site. And it was actually in my list of show prep, but we hadn't gotten to it. So thanks for bringing that up here tonight, Rob.
There's one last thing, sure. And this is the actual update, because that site's been up for a few months now.
But really?
The new update is there is a bill that is going to be that they're trying to push through Congress. It doesn't have a lot of backing yet, but if you can put your information in, you can. So if you look up HR, this is the actual bill. It's HR. Let's see here, 5321, and of course, if you go on the Tor website, you just have to type in Tor, and then the article is called "The FBI's Quiet Plan to Begin Mass Hacking." You can look at that, but yeah, just look up the Anti-Rule 41 Change Bill. I guess is okay. A good word. You can look up the information. They're actually it's in Congress, and they're trying to push it through because this rule change would take effect in December 1st of this year.
Thank you for calling in tonight, Rob, with that information. Much appreciated. The website again, noglobalwarrants.org. I appreciate your call. And you can join us on Skype as well, just like Rob did. Sounds great. Skype username is lrn.fm. And again, this is more than just protecting people doing naughty things on the internet. Because remember, you never know what it is that you're doing that they might have made illegal. There's all kinds of things that they have made into criminal acts that don't involve victims. And if they have the ability to just wholesale hack into people's computers without any kind of specific warrant targeting a specific person, that's a very, very dangerous increase in power.
Well, we know we know intimately how this goes. There was a raid here on the Free Talk Live studio
6 months ago now.
About 6 months ago. And they, we don't... Nobody used this computer, these computers, that we know of, to go to any sites that were prohibited. But that's the claim, that somebody used our network. Now, the warrants are sealed. We don't get to see what they're looking for. We don't get to even know what the accusations are. We haven't, there's no charges. There's no nothing. We're living in this limbo.
Right.
Where it's
so they've got all our equipment.
Right. They took thousands of dollars worth of equipment, but for whatever reason, left us with some. I don't know. It's all very bizarre. And do you want that for your life, Mr. and Mrs. Listener? Mm. I mean, is that worth it? Is it worth it to you? That, just to hunt down some bad old child pornographers that people, random folks just get their stuff taken away from them. And God knows if their charge is coming or not.
Right. And that child pornographer could be your teenage son or daughter taking, nude photos of themselves, sharing them online with their friends. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic Email Readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled AkashicUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us on this live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We've got the AMP program, Free Talk Live. AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send $5 a month into the show using any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, or MasterCard right on our website. And now Bitcoin is an option for you as well. And we will take that money and invest it into Free Talk Live, using it to get on more radio stations, as we just announced tonight. Adding a new station in Memphis, or we have added a new station. So welcome again to listeners to KWAM 990 there in Memphis, Tennessee. So we can do more of that. You know, we can have hundreds.
It must be in West Memphis, Arkansas, right?
Tennessee.
The tower must be in West Memphis, Arkansas, if the calls are KWAM, because call letters tend to are based on the where they are usually with the Mississippi River. So you can serve the municipality of Memphis, but your tower position, your tower could be positioned across the water in West Memphis, Arkansas, at the less lucrative metro of West Memphis, Arkansas.
Well, according to Radio Locator, the site is Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay. That could be wrong.
City of License.
Well, the City of License is not the same as where the tower location. If you look at the map there, the
oh, yeah, it is across the Mississippi. It's just across. You're right about that.
Yep, super genius. You don't want to argue with me. Look, you know.
There you go. So, back to your calls and thoughts here. But again, please join the AMP program, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Wiz Khalifa, calling from California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Wiz.
Hey. I was just talking to my homie Snoop Dogg, and he was telling me about how in Missouri now they are making it so people can carry a concealed weapon without a permit.
Yeah, I heard that they overrode the governor on that, and now they have constitutional carry in Missouri.
Yeah, how cool is that? So,
good for them.
I heard that there might be some restrictions on that or something, though, but I didn't.
Well, it's the government, so there's a good chance there are some restrictions on that.
Yeah, freedom's just a little too much for them.
Yeah, is that all you were calling about, just to let us know the good news?
Well, yeah. I know some people down there in Missouri that open carry. It's not illegal to open carry there, but I guess now you'll be able to conceal carry in Missouri, too. So,
fantastic.
You guys, once they legalize marijuana in Missouri, then you guys will need to move the Free State Project over there.
No, I don't think the Free State thing is going to move anywhere. There are thousands of people who've already moved to New Hampshire, and
we really have nothing to do with that. By the way,
I'm no longer a member of the Free State Project.
They're not going to change anything based on what we want to do.
Okay, well, I'm just kidding, of course.
Yes,
sure. Hey, thanks, Wiz. Appreciate your call tonight. Here, let's go to Skype, where Parker is in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Parker.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you guys were talking a little bit about the prison industrial complex earlier.
Yeah.
And I kind of have what I feel to be some sort of understanding of how the criminal justice system could work in a voluntary society, but I'd also like your thoughts on it. So
there's a lot of different ideas. I'd love to hear what you have to say.
So the idea is, let's say, two hosts that aren't on the show right now, TJ the Spy and Daryl. So let's say TJ the Spy murders Daryl. Now, Daryl has a service provider similar to that of, like, say, a insurance company that protects Daryl's life, liberty, and property. When they find out that Daryl has been murdered, well, they don't necessarily know right away if he's been murdered. They'll have to send a coroner or one of their own medical personnel out to evaluate how Daryl died. And when it's ruled that foul play was involved, then they can go into a criminal investigation involving murder. So they'll investigate the crime scene, the evidence. They'll compile suspects, and if TJ the Spy comes up as a suspect, they'll question him, they'll kind of figure out what happened, and if they feel as though he's a viable suspect, they can basically inform him, look, we think that you're a viable suspect, so we're going to detain you for the moment. We need to know who it is that is protecting your life, liberty, and property so that we can inform them, and so that then we can have them sort of figure out your side of the story.
Surely that in a futuristic society that you're referring to where, you know, now I can go online and figure out just about it, anything I want to about somebody, that you'd be able to find out that particular information, sort of the flag one flies, as it were. What you're referring to here when you say these insurance companies, you're basically talking about voluntary government. And, people want protection, they need protection, and likely there would be companies to provide that protection. And it would probably benefit somebody to display in some way or another, whether it's virtually or whatever, who their protector, who their nation, who their government, who their voluntary government, who their insurance company is, DRO, whatever term they use. In the same way that, I don't know, boats fly flags so that you know where they're from.
Yeah, that's a good point. So maybe the detainment would be necessary. Maybe it wouldn't be. I don't know for certain. Hypothetically, Daryl's protection agency, company, whatever, could in theory contact TJ's protector, company, whatever, and say, hey, we think that TJ is a suspect. We want you to keep an eye on him because this is a murder investigation. We can't have our suspects running off and running away. So they could kind of keep an eye on TJ if he was a suspect. And then from there, if they charge TJ with the murder, then there goes into the whole, well, you have the two companies. Now you have to find a moderator that parties A, Daryl's party and parties B, TJ's party, agree on as a moderator.
Now, there's been a lot of people who've thought about these ideas and have written about them. One of the better books, I think, on the subject is The Market for Liberty, which is an excellent book written in the 1970s and has a lot of the ideas that you're talking about in them within the pages of that book. And, you know, the basic suggestion is these companies would already have those agreements in place. Like, you know, they already have a go-to adjudicator.
Canada's not looking to hide murderers from the United States. You can believe that. There's no benefit to them to do it.
Right. So they would go to this, this court or this free market court or whatever you would call it, arbitrator, and it would happen. Now, if the person were a flight risk or a possible danger, or if they truly believe this person committed the crime, they could put that person in some sort of shackles. They could put that person in custody of some sort, but they'd have to do it knowing that if they were wrong, they'd be fully liable for the amount of damages that they've caused that individual. So they'd have to be really sure of themselves. Unlike the police and the justice system today, who have almost no consequence for picking up the wrong person. If they find somebody that they think is the suspect, and it turns out 20 years later that they were wrong about that, which has happened, where people have been on death row or whatever, and then later on gotten off based on DNA evidence or a new witness coming out or something like that, at best case scenario, that person gets some sort of a large check on the way out the door, but that doesn't always happen, and the individuals who are involved in their illegal capture will never pay any kind of price or personally have to pay any of those consequences. Parker, thanks for calling tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You know, would the marketplace work exactly the way Parker's suggesting? Maybe, maybe not. We don't know exactly what things would look like if we got rid of a monopoly that we have on the courts and the criminal justice system today. But one thing's for sure is having competition in any marketplace generally brings prices down and service up. So we would have a better, more humane criminal justice system in the absence of the state.
Well, what institutions tend to evolve as opposed to sort of just be created out of whole cloth? This is, what we're talking about here. This is the sort of the stuff of alternate universes, alternate fictional universes. Mm-hmm. Now, I have no idea how these things would occur, but one thing is that if you were allowed to choose your government, if governments were allowed to had the key compete against each other, wouldn't they provide better customer service? Currently, they're monopolies where they are. You buy a house where you are, you've got that state government, you got that county government, you got that municipal government, and you've got that federal government, whatever it might be. And you got the one you got, and there's nothing you can do about it. If they want to do something you don't want them to do,
well, and that's the way they like it. You know, they don't want to have competition. So the question is, how do we get from here to there? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hour number two is on the way. Plenty of time for you to join us here on Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily. No charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.